elder stateswoman. Good morning, church. Now I will speak to them. Thank you for inviting me to instruct you one last time. You look so good. Don't they clean up good? No longer sad and pitiful children. Hallelujah! Let's pray. Father God, guide these students as they serve you in your amazing son's name. Amen. Class, I'm not going to make you take notes today because you forgot your journals. And you don't have time to run to your lockers to get them because they're empty. What's in a name? You remember in Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, she said, "That which we call a rose by any other would smell as sweet." But remember, in that play, they were both denying their names. We don't deny our names here. If I said names such as The Great Gatsby, Pygmalion, The Importance of Being Earnest, Frankenstein, Macbeth, the Scottish play, Knight. What if I said Moses, Joseph, David, Daniel, Esther, Ruth? Cognitive things start to swirl in your mind as to what those things mean, what those references are. Why? Because your name is who you are known, your designation, your reputation, your distinction. As we heard Juan read this morning, Proverbs 22:1 says, "A good name is more desirable than great riches." Amen. You've all been named by your parents for a variety of reasons. Family name, cultural name, just a favorite name. But will your name define you? Has it already defined you? What's in your name? Listen and learn, because the test of life is coming. Kelu, bountiful harvest. In John 4:35, Jesus says, "Open your eyes and look at the field. They are ripe for harvest." Kelu, when you begin your studies at Mills College this fall, look for ways to positively influence your fellow students. Labor in the harvest of God. Isabella, devoted to God. In 1 Chronicles 28:9, we are encouraged to serve God with wholehearted devotion and a willing mind. Bella, as you matriculate through Pacific Union College, stay devoted to your Creator. He is your messenger of the good news to your fellow students. Aaron, lofty, exalted, a high mountain. Psalm 34:3 says, "Glorify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name forever." Aaron, you have been called to the mountaintop of Pacific Union College to lift up your God and tell others what marvelous things he has done for you. Adrian, sea or water? Jesus said in John 7:38, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink." Adrian, as you sing your way across Southern Adventist University, sing the praises of the source of living water. I was screaming. Jesus Christ, your classmates will hear and be glad. Juan, God is gracious. Isaiah 30:18 states, "Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you." Juan, as you begin this fall your studies at Chabot Community College, model compassion and graciousness of God to your fellow students. Chloe, blooming young green root. 2 Peter 3:18 says, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Chloe, As you work toward your bachelor's degree at the, your business degree at Diablo Valley College, remember that your real business is to encourage your friends to know Jesus Christ. Amen. James, one who follows. John 18:12, Jesus spoke and said, "Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." James, as you walk across the campus of Walla Walla University, continuing to follow Christ, other students will recognize you as an example of one who follows the light of truth. Shu, Jessica, to belong, God beholds. In John 15:19, Jesus reminds us that you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. Jessica, as you attend classes at the University of California, Irvine, remember you belong to Jesus and spread his message of love to your fellow students. Sophia, wisdom. Matthew 11:19 says, "But wisdom is proved right by her deeds." Sophia, as you begin your studies at Walla Walla University, choose deeds that will glorify God in the sight of your fellow classmates. Haley, field of hay, a valley. 1 Corinthians 3:9 reminds us that we are co-workers in God's service. You are God's field. Haley, as you study at Pacific Union College in the heart of the Napa Valley, encourage your fellow students to become a part of God's field. Set the example. Rehu, Alice, mild and gentle, of the nobility. 1 Peter 3:15 tells us, "Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, but do it with gentleness and respect." Alice, as you interact with your classmates at San Jose State, gently remind them of the love of Jesus so they will choose to seek him also. Uthong, Tony, highly praiseworthy. Psalm 150, verse 5 reminds us, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." Tony, when your achievements at Pacific Union College are praised, remember the one who is behind those achievements and be sure to praise God's name to your fellow students. What's in a name? Consider these names for God in literature. In Narnia, he is Aslan's great father, the emperor over the sea. In Middle-earth, he is Aru-Iluvatar, the One. In Paralandra, he is Malaldil, the Creator. Biblically, he is El-Gibor, Mighty God. He is El-Yeshua, God of My Salvation. Jehovah Shalom, God of Peace. His name is above all names. Graduates, as you turn the page to the next chapter of your story, bear in mind that no matter what plot twists you encounter, God will always know and remember your name. He created the characters. He wrote the book. Let's pray. Father God, I commend these young people into your service. They know and honor your name. Amen.